the reason I called you, I have a kind of a family ghost story for you.
Okay.
My grandmother and grandfather had been married for 50 years, and both grew up out in the country, you know, just old school type people. They didn't believe in any, you know, thing of the abnormal, so to speak.
Sure.
Well, my grandmother had come down with, like, strokes and started having amnesia. Her health got progressively worse, and about 10 years ago, she got put in a nursing home. So my grandfather was living by himself, and he said, you know, at first I thought maybe it was just being lonely. And he said it was little things. The lights would flicker on in the hallway. He would hear things. And he just, you know, he wrote it off as being old, and he said his age was catching up with him. Well, as my grandmother deteriorated, the things going on in the house picked up. The lights flickering all of a sudden started to become, the lights would stay on or turn off at the same time that she always went to bed. And then right before she passed away, it totally freaked him out, because he had a housekeeper, a lady came in, made his bed and stuff up.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was always pressed, the sheets were perfect, and he got in bed. And he said he was just about to fall asleep, and he felt someone touch him on his side. And he flicked on the light real quick, and he turned over, and there was no one there, but there was the indentation of a body on the bed sheet next to him.
Oh.
Like someone had laid down.
Yeah.
Well, he told my mother, we were sitting at the kitchen table one night, and he, like I said, this to him was just gobbledygook. He just didn't ever want to believe this. And he looked at us, he said, I tell y'all both something. He said, if you ever tell anybody about this, I'll call you a liar. Well, after she passed away here about 5 years ago, stuff was, he said it was, he finally, he was 77, and he said, in my 77 years, I never believed in this stuff. He said, after your grandmother passed away, I finally became a believer.
That's something. It took that long, and it took that episode.
Well, it gets better. Right before she passed, or excuse me, right after she passed away, he was sitting in his den watching television. And he had the light on, the television on, and he said, I heard something. And he said, I turned around, and he said, your grandmother was standing there looking at me. And he said, my jaw dropped, and before I could say anything, he said, I blinked, and she was gone.
She was gone, but he knew she was there.
Oh, he said, and even myself, I'd go down to the house, and you could, there was just a different feeling in that house after she'd gone into the nursing home, and then after she passed on, it was just, it was good. It was reassuring to him, because like he said, I knew I was still being, she was still looking after me.
Probably wants to make sure that he doesn't get involved with the housekeeper.
Well, I'm just hoping he doesn't come back and get me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the story.